To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 2 of Drupal Weekly News. This Tuesday, March 12, 2024, as we step further into an exciting new year of Drupal, our journey together continues. Today, Devin Node will delve into our new module of the week, bringing insights that promise to spark your interest and curiosity. Remember, all links to the sources of our news can be found in the show notes. Stay tuned as we explore the latest in the Drupal community together. The Drop Times recently highlighted the importance of fostering diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, within the Drupal community. Emphasizing DEI as the bedrock of innovation and growth, the piece draws on Mahatma Gandhi's vision of unity in diversity and calls for a collective commitment towards creating an inclusive environment. Last week, in celebration of Women's Day, notable quotes from women in the Drupal community were shared, underscoring the critical role of inclusivity. Alka Elizabeth featured in an article titled, "Inspiring Inclusion, Celebrating the Women in Drupal, My Year One," amplifying the message that DEI should move from abstract discussion to actionable insights based on data and community feedback. As technology evolves, the Drop Times encourages everyone in the Drupal ecosystem to actively participate in DEI efforts. Whether through sharing insights or engaging in community events, every action contributes to a more diverse and equitable community. Details on these stories and more can be found on their website. In recent developments within the Drupal community, an insightful blog titled Contributor Guide, Maximizing Impactful Contributions was published on Drupal.org on Friday, March 8, 2024. The guide aims to assist individuals and companies keen on making significant contributions to Drupal and the Drupal Association, highlighting the success of the bounty program and introducing strategic initiatives and specific issues. The blog serves as an invitation for more impactful participation. Additionally, it emphasizes the evolving nature of the document, indicative of Drupal's adaptive and collaborative ethos. In an insightful guide published last Friday, March 8, 2024, by LN Webworks on how to protect your website with Drupal 10 from cyber threats, businesses are offered crucial strategies to fortify their websites against the ever-evolving landscape of cyber threats. Highlighting Drupal 10's advanced security features, the article delves into common online dangers such as SQL injection, cross-site scripting, and unauthorized access, providing a roadmap for deploying effective defenses through best practices. These include maintaining vigilant patching routines, advocating for the creation of robust passwords, and the importance of granular access permissions alongside automated security measures and careful module selection. This comprehensive piece stresses the importance of proactive steps in safeguarding digital assets in today's interconnected world. In tech news from Drupal.org, the Drupal community has zeroed in on the release dates for Drupal 11, following the development branch's opening a couple of weeks ago. With major updates including Symfony 7, jQuery 4, and PHP Unit 10 or 11, the Drupal team has announced two possible release windows for Drupal 11, the week of July 29th or the week of December 9th, 2024. This announcement comes after the initial June release window was deemed unfeasible, particularly due to challenges encountered with the PHP Unit 10 update. Members of the Drupal community are encouraged to join the effort in preparing for the Drupal 11 release, with more help needed around the PHP Unit 10 update, among others. In a recent update from Goal.ms, using Drupal for multilingual websites configuration and best practices sheds light on creating universally accessible websites in today's globalized digital landscape. Highlighting the importance of multilingual support, right from the outset, the piece illustrates Drupal's capacity to manage translations across over 100 languages, streamlining content and interface translation without manual intervention. Furthermore, the article delves into the potential increase in traffic and clientele by accommodating diverse language speakers, underlining the necessity for website translation and the utilization of essential Drupal modules for this purpose. Such practices not only broaden audience reach, but also cater to the SEO requirements crucial for website promotion. Salsa Digital has been announced as the platinum sponsors for the upcoming Drupal South Sydney 2024, maintaining their long-standing tradition of supporting the Drupal community. They are excited to present five of their entries that were selected after a competitive call for papers, covering a wide range of topics from website security to the benefits of Drupal's single directory component approach. Additionally, Salsa Digital is contributing to Drupal South's first ever Drupal South's Got Talent Civic Theme Game Show, showcasing their commitment to fostering skills and creativity within the community. ImageXmedia.com announced the release of a new Zoom video module on Monday, March 11, 2024, enabling seamless integration of Zoom meetings directly into Drupal websites. Crafted for Drupal 10, this module allows users to create, manage, and join Zoom meetings from within their website content, thereby enhancing online communication and collaboration without the need for external tools. Authored by Nadia Nikolaichuk and Leonid Bogdanovich, this beta version module aims to streamline digital meetings, making them more accessible and efficient for Drupal users. Chapter 3 is now a certified Drupal 7 migration partner, strategically positioned to assist with migrations to Drupal 10 ahead of the Drupal 7 end-of-life deadline on January 5, 2025. With the clock ticking, they highlight the increasing challenges and costs of maintaining Drupal 7 sites, urging users to consider migrating to take advantage of Drupal 10's enhanced features, improved security, and better performance. This pivotal move, underscored by Chapter 3's expertise, aims to smooth the transition for organizations caught in the time crunch, ensuring they don't miss out on the technological advancements and security benefits offered by newer Drupal versions. In today's tech segment, we're spotlighting a remarkable achievement in the Drupal community. An exciting addition is making its way to Drupal 10 with the launch of the WebForm Protected Downloads module. Published on Monday, March 11, 2024, by computerminds.co.uk, this module introduces an ingenious method allowing gated content downloads post-form submissions. It's particularly useful for transforming engaged site visitors into leads or simply securing downloads to ensure users provide valid information before access is granted. In recent advancements, Matt Glamon has shared insights on improving the Drupal theme starter kit and theme generation experience on mglamon.dev, published on Tuesday, March 5, 2024. Glamon emphasizes the simplification of creating starter kit themes, which currently requires extensive PHP coding for file modifications. A new approach proposes the introduction of a starterkit.iml file, enabling customization during theme generation, thereby reducing manual coding efforts and enhancing the front-end developer's experience. This innovation aims to streamline theme creation, ensuring developers can more efficiently produce high-quality themes for the Drupal ecosystem. In the latest feature from ImageXmedia.com released on Tuesday, March 5, 2024, the efficiency of integrating customer management systems, or CRMs, with Drupal websites is explored. The article highlights how leveraging CRM integration not only streamlines customer interaction management by consolidating various customer data points into a single application, but also enhances customer management workflows, bolsters customer engagement, and potentially boosts sales through a more personalized experience. Furthermore, the piece sheds light on the global CRM software market's anticipated growth, projecting a significant increase to $131.90 by 2028. The article also delves into practical aspects of CRM integration within Drupal, with a special focus on the Salesforce Suite module, explaining its extensive integration capabilities, data mapping precision, and flexible authentication options that can significantly improve data management and customer service efficiency. Finally, it covers a variety of other Drupal modules designed for CRM integration, highlighting the Drupal community's robust offerings that cater to diverse business needs and CRM systems, including WebForm, Civi CRM integration, Red Hen CRM, and HubSpot, among others. This underlines Drupal's exceptional third-party integration capabilities, providing businesses with multiple options to enhance their customer management systems. In a significant development for Drupal users, LN WebWorks announced on March 6, 2024, its certification as a Drupal Migration Partner. As Drupal 7 prepares to retire on January 5, 2025, LN WebWorks stands ready to assist clients in transitioning to more recent, secure versions of Drupal, emphasizing the importance of timely upgrades for site security and performance. This certification marks LN WebWorks as a trusted expert in Drupal migration, demonstrating their commitment to quality and innovation in over a decade of web development specialization in the Drupal ecosystem. For those contemplating the migration process, LN WebWorks offers detailed strategic planning to ensure smooth, downtime-free transitions to the latest Drupal versions.
Good evening. We're reporting a critical security announcement regarding the registration role project, with a risk score of 18 out of 25, made on March 6, 2024. The vulnerability identified as an access bypass affects versions prior to 2.0.1. This critical issue, reported by Pamela Barone and Renaud Joubert, and subsequently fixed by Juraj Nemec and Benjamin Melanson from the Drupal security team, allows unauthorized access due to a logic error not removed during upgrades without running updates. Administrators are urged to upgrade to registration role 2.0.1 immediately and review user accounts for unintended role assignments. For those overseeing critical infrastructures, this update cannot be overstated for maintaining site security.
Hello, everyone. It's Poddy Views here, coming at you with this week's top podcast picks. And yes, before you ask, I may be an AI-generated persona, but let me assure you, the humans behind these podcasts are still leagues ahead. I mean, who else can make coffee while podcasting, right? First up, we have Talking Drupal. Talking Drupal Summer 440, The Cost of Drupal. Jeff Robbins dives into the cost of Drupal, debunking common misconceptions and highlighting its value. Plus, there's a spotlight on module instructions for that extra bit of Drupal site ease. Quite the insightful episode for Drupal enthusiasts out there. Lullabot. Lullabot Podcast, Forming Forms, Designing Content Authoring Experiences is next, featuring Greg Dunlap. This episode serves a deep dive into content creation and management, straight from the mind of Lullabot's Director of Strategy. It's a must-listen for those interested in the ins and outs of content authoring in Drupal. Talking Drupal. Skills Upgrade. Episode number one follows a Drupal 7 developer's learning curve into Drupal 10. With Chad and Mike at the helm, and insightful contributions from Amy June Heinlein, Chad Hester, and Mike Anello, this series kickoff is perfect for anyone looking to upgrade their Drupal skills. Lastly, Talking Drupal, Jammer 441, CI for Drupal Modules, has guest Fran Garcia Linares discussing continuous integration for Drupal modules. With the module of the week being Require on Publish, it's a great episode for developers looking to stay ahead in the Drupal game. Nick Laughlin, John Picozzi, and Anna Mikhailova, alongside MOTW correspondent Martin Anderson Klutz, makes this a notable discussion. And there you have it, folks. Remember, links to all these fantastic podcasts are waiting just for you in the show notes. Tune in, get inspired, and until next time, keep those pods casting.
Hi there, I'm Devin Node, welcoming you to the new module of the week. This week, we're diving into the Active Filters module, a fresh contribution to the Drupal community by the imaginative Benna Baird. This clever module enhances user experience by generating active filters from exposed filter selections on your Drupal site, allowing them to be cleared individually or entirely. Think of it as the digital version of shaking an Etch A Sketch. Here are a couple of use cases for the Active Filters module. It's fully themable, meaning your site's design stays sleek and on brand while enhancing user navigation. Whether it's for an online store narrowing down product searches, a blog filtering posts by categories, or an events page sorting through dates, this module helps visitors find exactly what they're seeking without the clutter. It even boasts compliance with WCAG 2.2 AA standards, ensuring that inclusivity isn't just an afterthought. So if the internet is a library, Active Filters is your extremely efficient yet eerily quiet librarian. Credits to Bena Baird for making our digital shelves a lot easier to navigate. Remember, while Active Filters shines on its own, it's not functioning in a vacuum. It's part of the vast ecosystem of Drupal's content display modules, designed to make your website as user-friendly as possible. Just make sure to check it against similar projects for the best fit. But as of now, Active Filters definitely filters through the competition. Stay tuned for more module highlights next week.
That wraps up episode 2 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you for tuning in and making this show a part of your day. Don't forget, another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC, bringing you the latest in the Drupal community. All links to the sources of our news can be found in the show notes. Remember, you can subscribe to Drupal Weekly News using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough of how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.